Company Capers.
Capers, and this time we're back on the campus of good old so-and-so, dedicating this program to the heart of America, the co-ed.
Boys and girls together, me and baby are all, well,
that's another story, folks. I'll tell you about that some other time. But in the meantime, let's put up our tennis rackets, put away our running togs, and listen in on the Comedy Capers ensemble, singing our theme song dedicated to the all-American girl, Betty Coed.
Betty Coed has lit the thread for Harvard. Betty Coed has eyes of yellow blue. Betty Coed's the golden head for Princeton. When dressed, I guess it's black for old Purdue. Betty Coed's the smile for Pennsylvania. Her heart's a dark and sage, so she said. Betty Coed is loved by every college boy. But I'm the one who's loved by Betty Coed.
Thank you, boys. College is great for a number of things. Some of us go in for Latin, and some of us go in for Greek. But now we come to a co-ed who spent all her time at college at proms and village dances. And having become thoroughly efficient in all styles of dancing, like so many others, she opened a singing school. So we take you now to the singing culture class of Mademoiselle Susie Schmutz. And here we find her pupils. First, Mrs. Deutsch, tipping the scales at 207. Mrs. Hatch, 211. Mrs. Coogan at 213, and Miss Fitch at 95. And that perfect teacher, Mademoiselle Susie Schmutz.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you.
Give me my fan mail, Jackson. Ah, here is one. Dear Mademoiselle Schmutz, before you taught me to sing, I had no husband, no home, no child, and no dog. And now... now I have a dog. Ah, that makes me very happy, lady. So we start this morning with this beautiful thought. A voice to candid music sing is bound to get a wedding ring. An exercise in diction, ladies. Come, prunes, prisms, and persimmons. Prunes, prisms, and persimmons. Pucker your lips for the persimmons, ladies. Beautiful, Miss Fitch. Your face is the perfect prune. An exercise in articulation. Baby, baby, bye-bye, bo-bo-bum-bum. Baby, baby, bye-bye, bo-bo-bum-bum. Please press the index finger tenderly against the left nostril, ladies.
Mimi, mimi, bye-bye, bo-bo-bum-bum.
Excellent on your bye-bye, Mrs. Coogan, but weak on your bum-bum. Do not neglect your bum-bum. A breathing exercise, ladies. Stand your diaphragm. Too much diaphragm, Mrs. Hatch. Not enough, Miss Fitch.
I can't find my diaphragm. Where is it?
Never mind where it is. Expand it. Now hold your breath, ladies. Hold it. Oh, yes, you can, Mrs. Hatch, until you are red in the face. Beautiful. A little red in the face. Blow out your cheeks, Mrs. Deutsch. Blow. Just a moment, ladies. Just a moment. Mrs. Deutsch has blown out her teeth. Look under the piano, ladies. Just help Mrs. Deutsch find her teeth. Miss Fitch, stop breathing. And exercise now the love call, ladies. Mrs. Hatch, imagine you are a bird, a female wren. And you, Mrs. Deutsch, are the wren's mate calling to her from an aspen tree.
An aspirin tree?
No, Miss Dick. An aspen tree, a shaking, trembling tree. A tree with the jitters, the love call, Mrs. Hatch. Hee hee. Hee hee. Ho ho. Ho ho. Mrs. Deutsch, please signify that you are willing to be called. Oh, a little too seductive, Mrs. Deutsch. Please, please remember you are not yet married to this gentleman, Wren. 3 years have passed, and what is this? Hee-hee, ho-ho, hee-hee. A child has left their union, a little baby wren. A please, peep, peep, Mrs. Toobin, a tender peep, peep. Remember, you are nothing but a newborn little wren. Please remember, ladies, that all the world loves a songstress. Walk down the street singing, ladies. Sing to your neighbors. Ho, 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 ho. And ladies, if you would make your dear husband happy, try this. Tomorrow morning, in the first faint flush of dawn, while he is quietly sleeping, lean over him and sing in his ear. Awake, my dear, the dawn is here. Awake, my dear, the dawn is here. Ah, ladies, how he will love it. What's that, Miss Fish? You have no husband? Well, remember the love call. Remember what happened to the lady wren. Hee-hee. Ho-ho. Hee-hee. That will be all for today, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you.
Okay, Susie. If I had had you for a teacher, possibly they would never have heard from Bing Crosby. However, I'm doing all right as just a straight announcer, and you might drop a hint of that to Miss Fitch. Maybe you can fix it up for me. And now we bring to you the Blue Pacific Stars lending their beautiful voices to that charming melody, I've Got Rheumatism.
When music and laughter is gone and we're saying goodbye. Rheumatism, I've got rheumatism. When the melody's got to you, gotta go hot, your voice, soon as it's got to you, dance. I try to be dignified, but it gets in my eyes, isn't a dignified dance. Oh, how did I get this way? Why do I shake all day? Why do I shake this way?
Thank you, girls. That was beautiful. But here comes a boy who is always just a trifle behind time. The boy that left his hometown by popular request, presenting Bill Ozark, the original Slow Brain Through Arkansas.
Tom, you know, I always had an idea that if you kept picking subjects, you know, to talk about, someday you're going to pick out something that I know something about.
Well, now, who picked this subject? You or me? But where did you learn anything about co-eds?
I married one, Tom, and I learned about co-eds from her.
Oh, man. Then I suppose your wife has a good education?
No, she hasn't. You know, she had to walk 4 miles to school every day, and by the time she got home, she'd forget all she learned that day.
Well, did she finish school?
No, she quit. She always wanted to be a fan dancer, and she thought she might spoil her appearance, you know, if she got too many bad marks in school.
I get it. Well, did you go to the same school as your wife?
Yeah, but, you know, I was always pretty bright, Tom. If I do say it myself, I was just about the star pupil of that school.
You were? Then you shouldn't have any trouble getting a job.
No, not with my education. You know, you don't know of nobody that don't want to hire nobody to do nothing, do you?
No, nobody. Well, what did you excel in at school?
Grammar.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can read, can't you?
Well, of course I can read, Tom. Where are you supposed to get my joke?
I didn't know I left any laying around. Well, I don't mean that kind of reading. Do you ever read anything deep?
Tom, I just finished reading the deepest book that was ever written.
Well, what was that?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Now, that's just about as deep as they go, ain't it?
Did you catch any sharks down there? Well, Bill, how did you get hold of that nice little house you live in?
My wife's father gave us that, Tom. You know, not only that, but he furnished it throughout for us, and then he gave us $1,000 as kind of a nest egg.
Well, that was mighty fine of him. I hope you appreciated it.
Oh, sure I did. I told him, I says, listen, if you ever come down our way, drop in for a meal, and it won't cost you a cent.
Big-hearted. I'll bet you and your wife are happy.
Happy? You know, Tom, I wouldn't tell this to everybody, but, you know, my wife flirts.
Flirts? Well, who does she flirt with?
She flirts with anything, Tom. You know, when she passes the field of waving corn, she waves back at it.
And so we wind up another edition of Comedy Capers. It's time for all of us to step up to the platform and receive our diplomas. Bill Ozark is the only man who went through college in one day, in the front and out the back.
Ready to go and lift the flag for Harvard. Ready to go and the night of Yale deep blue. Ready to go and the golden head for Princeton. But then I guess it's time for all for doom. Let it go as a smile for Pennsylvania. For hearts of darkness and his own despair. Let it go as his love by every college boy. But I'm the one who's loved by medical man.
And so we'll say goodbye for just a little while, bringing to an end once again Comedy Capers dedicated to co-eds. This is Tom Poe saying farewell to thee. And remember, it isn't always a college education that counts. It's how many potatoes you have in the old sack.